Amen. Thank the Lord for the good song service. Thank God for His blessings. We're going to go ahead and get into the Word of God tonight without any further delay. Turn with me, if you would, to Revelation 22. Revelation 22. We are closing this great study of the book of Revelation after 35 lessons. I'm not sure exactly when we began. I know it was last year of some time, but it's been good, and we thank the Lord for His blessings upon us. And tonight, I come to a very important closing, I believe. I believe there is three distinct warnings that are given to each and every hearer of God's Word here tonight. Three distinct warnings. And it all to arouse our senses this evening. But within those three distinct warnings, there is also invitation that is given. There are three that invite you to Jesus tonight. And I believe that if you would just take time to listen to what God's Word says, it shouldn't be a hard thing for you to come to a conclusion with this evening. I begin in verse 6 of Revelation 22. My title tonight is Surely I Come Quickly. Verse 6 says, And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Jesus Christ speaks forth and he says, Behold, I come quickly. This is the first warning given to us here tonight. He says, Behold, I come quickly. Now listen to me. I believe this is important for all humanity to get a hold of. Even those of us who are saved by the grace of God already, there's a great need for us to be ready when He comes. Amen. There's a great need for us to be watching and on guard. Don't be caught unawares. There's a lot in this world tonight that's going to be caught unawares, I'm afraid. I'm afraid there's a lot of preachers going to be caught unawares. And I believe that they're leading a great deal of their flock in an awareness that they have no idea about. Behold, he says, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of the book, of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. You know, it was a time when he was told to seal up these things. But now, at the very end of this writing, at the very end of John's prophecy, he is being told, Listen, don't you seal this up. You let it be known. And I believe that's to every man of God that stands behind the pulpit tonight. Let it be known. I believe it's to all of our teachers, to all of our dads and moms. Let it be known to your children, to grandparents. Let it be known. Don't hide these facts. You know, there are those that would rather not hear this kind of preaching. You know, it's the kind of preaching that makes you uncomfortable. It's the kind of preaching that I've been told makes children uncomfortable. God says, don't seal this up. You make sure that everybody that you know knows what's laying ahead. In verse 10 he says, "And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Listen, where the tree falleth, it will lay." Verse 12 again says, "Behold, I come quickly." There's your second warning. And this is a warning that's going forth in this house tonight. "Behold, I'm coming quickly," he says. Are you ready? Do you know him tonight? Have you received him as the Savior of your soul and life? "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his works shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments." You know what I've been preaching on the last couple of weeks. To do the Word of God, to do what he says, to do his commands and his covenants, to keep them. Verse 14 says, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates of the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto thee these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star." Now listen to this. I want your undivided attention here. "The Spirit and the Bride say, come." There are two very important factors here tonight. The Spirit says, come. He says, come through the preaching of the gospel message. He says to come unto me. Be spared all this that we have seen down through the last 21 chapters. It's been a horrific scene, has it not? It's a dreadful time that is yet to come upon this earth, but it is coming quickly and swiftly. It is coming at a rate to which it cannot be stopped. It's time. He says, don't seal up the book, it's time. And I can say that tonight and I'm telling you, chills run all over me. For I want you to understand the necessity of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. Because without that, everything that you have heard preached down through these last couple of years in the book of Revelation awaits the Christ rejecter. Verse 17 again, "The Spirit and the Bride," that very precious lady that I believe that we're a part of. We are a part of that bride, and there's no doubt in my mind, I do believe, my friend, in the Baptist bride. I believe in that. This is the group of individuals who have made themselves ready. In other words, they have pulled themselves. You know, there are those that have been pleaded with down through the centuries to come out from among that which is whorish, that which is abomination, come out of it. The one thing that I can believe about the true Baptist church, about the one that is that is faithful and has been faithful down through all the centuries that you see here on the Trail of Blood is that this body had not ever come out of Catholicism, but she's always stood firm with the Word of God in Jesus Christ as it was once delivered to the saints. But there was a split, as you can see. And for all those they've been pleaded with to come out from among them. But the bride, she is that one who has kept herself and have made herself ready. We, the church tonight, invite you to Jesus. Amen. Now, outside of the bride, there's all kinds of guests going to be in heaven, all kinds of saved individuals that are outside the bride. And they say tonight, come to the Father. It says, let him that hears say, come. And let him that is athirst, you that are in need tonight, you know who you are, let him come. And take of the water of life freely. For I testify every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in the book. Once again, he says this. He's given us the third warning. And he says in verse 20, surely I come quickly. Amen. In other words, that amen means let it be so. That's what amen means. Let it be so. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Our most gracious and divine Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow in your presence again this evening, we do come thanking you so much. Father, for the blessed account that you have given us concerning the end times. Thank you, dear God, for delivering us the prophecy that you promised unto John and you had him to write down that we in these last days may know where to turn and what to do. Father, I pray that you'll bless this word tonight. I pray, dear God, for the lost souls around us that you might quicken them and wake them up. That they may hear the three warnings tonight and also that they may hear the invitation to come. Lord, save souls tonight. Bless this last sermon on the book of Revelation. May thy name be praised throughout it. Forgive us our sin, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. And amen. Surely, I come quickly. Now, I'm not going to speak long tonight. Just bear with me for a few minutes. I know my introduction was longer than I normally would do, but I want you to listen to the words tonight. Emmanuel, at the close of this book and the end of our study, we see something rather important to all who will heed the ample warning. And it's found three times here at the end of this great study. Three distinct warnings to all who will notice. Behold, I come quickly. Did you get a hold of that? God is speaking through His Son Jesus Christ all the way into the ears of John. And He's telling John to write this down. I'm coming quickly. And He gives you three times that He says this. And then there is offered one more to any who are here or out in Radio Land tonight, a last invitation. What is found in Revelation 22:17 accounts for the very last invitation offered in God's holy word. Where the Bible says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that hears say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Will it be the invitation that you hear tonight? Who knows what the next second will give us? Who knows what lies ahead somewhere out there in the darkness tonight? I say take heed to God's warning this evening and receive the invitation to come. So first of all, tonight we see the invitation to escape the doom of the world. And I'm not going to go back through the from 21 down to chapter 6, and I'm not going to bring out all these happenings that are going to take place in the world in the last time. But you've heard the things that I've brought forth. You've heard of the four horsemen, if you remember, and how that each one of them brings with them destruction and chaos. This is what this world is getting ready to face, and not too long in the future ahead of us is it going to happen. We see from the Word of God the name Abaddon, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name means destruction and destroyer, who's going to come to this earth. The Antichrist, the false prophet. And there's going to be so much destruction and chaos that man will not believe what we're seeing. And you know what? Now, I've talked to our men tonight, and I want you to know everything that's going on in the world today. Don't think for a minute that God is being caught unaware. He's got a master plan. We look at things and we sometimes exclude God from what we are thinking. But God's got all this under control. He knows everything that's about to take place upon this earth. And do you know, there's a reason why America is not named in the end of times. Folks, America has been set up. She has been set up for a great destructive fall. I love this country. I love the idea of the freedom that we have had down through the last couple of hundred years. But understand this. God is still on the throne. And He has His plan all worked out. That does not mean that the Christian is supposed to give up and just lay down and turn over either. That means that we're supposed to be about the business of keeping the words of this book in our hearts and minds and in practice them in our lives. That needs to be understood. But you know, all these things that are going to take place upon this earth are very soon to happen. Listen, I want you to know something. The redeemed of the earth, the redeemed of the Lord, listen, are going to be whisked out of this scene here just very shortly. And only those that are saved are going. Those that have died in the Lord are going to be raised first, and then we which are alive and remain on the earth are going to be caught away in a twinkling of an eye. We're going to be with the Lord forevermore. Out of this scene of destruction and chaos. But every Christ rejecter will be left here to face it. As you know, what I'm saying tonight is but a small sampling of the horror that will descend upon the earth. Can you imagine a time when you'll not be able to buy or barter unless you have the mark of the beast in your forehead or in your hand? Do you imagine the time? Do you know what that's going to be like? To have to take the mark of the beast in order to live and survive. God here in our text gives you an invitation to escape with your life and soul. In Revelation 22:7, the Bible says, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Blessed are you. In verse 12 again he says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. You know, this is exactly what we've been speaking about even today. What sayings could he possibly be speaking of? What things are you supposed to be keeping here tonight? Well, the first thing is those come unto me's. Or he that believeth, or he that repenteth, these are the sayings that shall be that one who escapes the doom of the world. Where are you going to be? Listen to me tonight. This is so important. Where will you be if the Lord should call the saints home tonight? What is going to happen to you? The second thing I want you to understand is not only will do you see an invitation to escape the doom of the world, but listen, we see an invitation to do His Word once more. In Revelation 6, 12 through 15, listen, I want you to know this, that in these Scriptures here are very important words for us to get a hold of. In verse 12, the Bible says, therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. God's Word tonight is giving everybody in this house ample warning. This is what you must escape from. The fact that the devil knows that his time is short and he's going to make havoc upon the inhabitants of the world at that time. Hear and understand this. If you're here upon the land at the end of this prophecy, you see right now what we're reading is what is yet to happen. But if you're here, it's too late. If you're physically in this place, it's too late. That's the reason why the warnings come forth to us tonight. To us that are gathered in this house and all around the world tonight. It is a warning to us to be ready, to be faithful to the Word of God, to be ready to receive the invitation. John 1:11, the Bible says, it came unto his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Do you believe tonight? There's coming a time here in the very near future when the horrors of God's wrath shall be imposed upon this world at His will. The invitation is to you tonight. You who are here and under the hearing of God's prophecy to escape the wrath to come. And it's soon coming, and none shall escape it. Though they cry for the mountains and the rocks to fall upon them and to hide them from He who sits upon the throne in heaven. Listen, regardless of that, death will not come to you. So the Word says, flee from the wrath to come tonight. That's what God's Holy Word says. In Romans in chapter 2, if you'll go back there for just a moment. Romans chapter 2. Began reading here at verse 4. Or despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? It's God's good grace that calls you tonight to repent and trust the Lord. That's God's good grace that does that. But after the hardness an impenitent heart, treasureth up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath, and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. We just read that, didn't we, in Revelation 22. He's coming with his reward with him. Today, harden not your heart. Turn to Jesus tonight. I believe these are the last warnings that are given in God's Word, and there's three distinct times that He says, I'm coming quickly. Tonight's the night. Amen. Today's a day of salvation. We're not promised tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come. As I said, what lies out in the darkness tonight, we don't know. Flee from the wrath to come. Romans 9:22 speaks of being vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. Are you that vessel of wrath? A vessel who shall see and feel the destructive force of the Holy God of heaven. Now lastly tonight, I want you to think about this. I know I've kind of rushed through this tonight. But I'm here to tell you those three distinct warnings are to anyone who will hear tonight. Here's the invitation. It's found in Revelation 22 again in 17. And the Spirit says, come. Friend, tonight, is He speaking to you? Has His Spirit spoken to you tonight and said, come unto me? Listen, friend, don't put it off. Don't wait any longer. Today's the day of salvation. You're not promised tomorrow. Today, harden not your heart, but come unto Him. The Spirit says, come. And now the Bride says, come. What are we inviting you to? Number one, to escape the doom of the world, but also to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Listen, He's the greatest friend that you'll ever know. There'll be no other friend like that one. There'll be no other friend. The Him who heareth says, come. Your mom, your dad, your Sunday school teachers, your family, this pastor, grandparents, we all say tonight, come. It's time. John was told, do not close up, do not seal up the book. It's time. The time is at hand. Don't seal up the book. Let everybody know. Listen. What I'm telling you tonight is very true. Time is of essence here this evening. Who knows how much any one of us have left? In Isaiah 55:1, the Scripture says, well, let's just turn there because I don't want to mess it up. Isaiah 55:1. Ho! Everyone that thirsteth. Come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Come and enjoy the blessings of salvation. Incline your ear. Verse 3 says, come unto me. Hear and your soul shall live. Listen to that tonight. You see, these are the words that we must remember and keep deep down in our hearts. Are you thirsting tonight? You know, John 7:37 speaks of that parchment, that thirst. There's a well of water springing up into everlasting life if you only receive it. It's there tonight for your taking. Are you thirsty tonight? Then come to the fountains of living water. Escape the horrible doom that the Christ rejecter will receive. I believe one of the greatest invitations is just simply this: come unto me. I will give you rest. I pray that God will do a work among us tonight. But that all lies in the hands and power of the Almighty. My friend, don't think for a minute that you're off the hook, so to speak. Because you see, this very word one day will come back to haunt the Christ rejecter. The invitation was there. There was ample warnings given. Three times the warning came forth. And three invitations given as well. And those invitations came from the bride. They came from the Lamb. And they came for him who heareth. And they said, come. Come unto Him tonight. You'll find rest for your soul. You'll find rest, the kind of rest and peace that will never leave you. So may the Lord touch your minds and hearts this hour. May the Lord save and may the Lord bless. Let's all stand, please.